This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Irish Steigeman is a local artist hosting an open house, art show, and sale of her work this weekend. On Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of July 2022, Iris will present her show, On the Edge, Dreams of West Greenland, a collection of works inspired by her 6 visits to West Greenland between 2013 and 2019, hiking solo across 1,700 kilometers total of wild tundra. Icebergs are the main subject material of her work, and according to Iris, they represent a fleeting moment of time. Their fragility emphasizes the realities of climate change. The show will be at 1094 Seascape Road, 1 to 5 p.m. this coming Saturday and Sunday, July 16th and 17th, 2022. I spoke with Iris Steigeman for more details on her upcoming show and what she learned from the rugged landscapes of Greenland.
Why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Hi, my name is Iris Steigeman. I live on Cortez live on Cortez since 1980. I started to go to Greenland in 2013 for the first time.
So a bit about your history, where are you from? And does that affect your work at all?
I was born in Germany in the Alps. I lived there till I was 21 years old and immigrated to Canada. I went to a carving art school for 3 years to do an apprentice, and that definitely helped me in my art. I've been raising my kids here and started to do art again once they flew the nest. Also did always art in between, but have more time to concentrate on my art now than I had before.
Who would you say are your biggest artistic influences?
It's like over the years, of course, they're different. Like when I did more sculpting and was more into this, I really liked Alberto Giacometti. But then later when I went to Greenland, there were some local painters there that really super inspired me. And it really, I just like to look around when I travel there and see what actually people do that live there to influence my art right now, even though I guess what I'm doing is not really what people paint or draw there either. I have to say, like with the underwater part of my icebergs, what I'm super interested in really drew me into a different perspective. When I used to do painting and drawings like on Cortez, I always was also interested like in landscape and maps for a while. So it all kind of fits together over the years, but now it like totally went in a different way.
Why did you end up traveling to Greenland, and how did you start getting inspired to start painting it?
I wanted to do a bigger trip in 2013. And I was actually looking at Labrador at one point. I had seen I love to go on Google Earth and look at pictures. And I had seen like great pictures of Torrengate Park, but I hadn't written down the name. So I was like cruising around trying to find what I had looked at, and somehow ended up on Greenland at the Arctic Circle Trail, and I clicked around on pictures that people had posted. There weren't that much around at the time. It's becoming way more popular. And I was totally intrigued. And within 3 months, I found myself in Kangerluarsuaq, what's the town you fly into, a little tiny town of 500 people, but it's the international airport there. And I booked a tour out to the ice cap. I planned a trip within three months. I booked my flights. I got some more research done in between, and I hiked the Arctic Circle Trail, about 175 kilometers one way, but I did it both ways. So I ended up actually hiking close to 400 kilometers that year, But I started my hike out in taking a tour from Kangerluarsuaq, what's the international airport there, a little tiny town, 500 people, and they do tours to the ice cap that's only 35 kilometers away with a road, what is not very common in Greenland either. People fly or go by boat. It's all on the coast. And I stayed and camped out at Rasho Glacier overnight, and it was just one of the most amazing experiences to just sleep right next to a calming glacier that like went all night long. And that was the start. I didn't realize I would go back to Greenland. I didn't realize I'd fallen in love with Greenland. And I returned in 2015. I didn't go there in 14. I returned in 2015, and actually knowing a bit more, I still hiked the Arctic Circle Trail, but I took the local ferry up from Sisimiut to Ilulissat, where you get into Disko Bay and you drive through huge icebergs to get to the town. And that was another really profound experience to just, like, I never seen an iceberg before, and that was just an amazing experience. And it still took me a few more years before I started to paint them, just taking it all in. I returned three more times to Ilulissat, hiked the trail, took the ferry up, and just really took it all in. And then at one point, I just started to paint what I felt.
How did your relationship change with Greenland as you traveled there over the years?
I mostly hike solo. You meet people like on the trail, but you haven't really. I observe a lot of change within, first of all, with melting. Like, you can really see it. I always try to visit the ice cap. So there's a lot of change there in like the years I've been going there, what was pretty amazing, because I didn't think that stuff would actually melt that fast. It's still a waste, like huge, but you can see how the edges really start to melt. Also, there's more tourism there. They really try to get the tourism going, what is great for them. I like my solitude. It's a little bit of a double sword. And Greenland is covered 80% in an ice cap, so it's huge. But still, to see how the fringe changes quite dramatically, it's been like quite an experience to go there and to witness that. And I think the other thing is when I go to Ilulissat, because in Ilulissat you have the big World Heritage site of the ice fjord there, and that's where all the big ice, like all the big icebergs carve into this fjord, what's about 70 or 80 kilometers long, and then they drift out. And then at Ilulissat, at the head of the fjord or at the end of the fjord to the ocean, it has a sandbank. So they all get stuck there and they have to melt down a little bit in order to get over this kind of hump, because the fjord is, I think, 2 kilometers deep, or I don't have it in my head right now. But then you come to this bank, what's only like probably 700 or 800 meters deep. So all those icebergs that are like floating with the most weight under the water get all stuck there till they have a chance to get over this, and then they drift out into the ocean and they still like floating around there, but then they take their journey south from there. And that's been like also amazing to watch, because there's always change there. And some of them are huge that are coming out of there now because so much is breaking off.
Did the obvious environmental impacts of what you were witnessing inspire or contribute to the way you were painting?
I think so. I always think about it when I paint, like that's part of it. It's, I think also, like, icebergs have a certain fragility, and as they melt back into the water, they're bringing all the water levels up, but it's also this natural kind of, yeah, it's like a circle of life we're witnessing, but it's really speeding up with more of the glaciers breaking off and stuff melting way faster than what it used to be.
So you didn't start painting them simply because they were melting, but it's a necessary aspect of what you witnessed out there.
Yeah, and it's just a time frame. Like, you're looking at this iceberg in this moment, but within a few weeks, like, what I paint is already gone because it's melted. Like, not all melted, but it changed the shape. Or within a year, that iceberg's going to be gone to water. So it just captures a moment in time, really, what I feel. And you have the backdrop a lot of times of the landscape that is made by the glacier, what is like this rock and tundra that is like really solid and being scraped by the glacier that is retreating and becoming ice and then water. So it has those aspects what fascinate me on that.
Is there a feeling or an idea that you want to share with people by presenting this collection of work to others?
I think it's very different to what people are used to here. Like, with some, everything is green, like the trees, and even the water is like a different blue and all of this. And what intrigues me, and I think what I'm trying to show, is that it's very different there, very, that the colors are very different to that, and maybe make people think a little bit about climate change and what that means, that we are looking at those icebergs. As tourists myself too, I'm totally fascinated with it. But at the other end of that is that they're melting and they are raising the water levels. And it's like probably not that obvious in my paintings, but it's what I think when I paint the icebergs, to just think that I'm like capturing something here that is actually melting, and it is like making the water levels rise. And it is fascinating on both sides, like fascinating how beautiful they are, but it's also a bit scary.
Capturing a moment in time, acknowledging that it won't always be there. It sounds incredibly compelling.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for if anyone is inspired to travel to Greenland themselves?
I would definitely say that going to is an amazing place to visit with the icebergs. It's also like everywhere else in the world, it's getting harder to find accommodations, and you have to book really early. But it's definitely worthwhile going there. And they just opened during COVID, they opened a huge ice fjord center there, ice center, that I really looking forward to visit this year, what must be amazing. And that talks about climate change and ice and glaciers and all of that. So I think that's definitely one place that's worthwhile to see. It always depends how you want to travel, like what you want to see, or if you want to hike or do like a cultural trip. It's also really neat to go onto the coastal ferry that goes up all the way from the south, basically up to Ilulissat. You can go, I think, for 4 days on that ferry. That's just the local ferry, how to get up. There's no cars on it, just people. And they have amazing food.
When is your upcoming show, and where will it be hosted?
I'm hosting an open house. I've never done anything like this. Now that I put it out, it's a little bit daunting, but I'm going to have it in my house at the Whale House, and it's going to be on the 16th and 17th of July from 1 till 5. And yeah, I'm looking forward to opening my house to that and see who's interested in looking at icebergs.
And you get to open up your home, which is an important part of the art as well. It's where I'm sure you completed a lot of your works. And so it's part of the show as well.
Yes, definitely.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time, Iris. And I can't wait to see the show.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.